CBA Mobile.
And we had our wallets with
with the chain on it, you know, and we made change right there at the car. Most everybody paid cash because, you know, you didn't have a debit card. And I think we accepted Diners Club, and some people would come in with a Diners Club, and they would want me to give them a receipt, and they said, oh, I'll fill it in later. So I asked my boss, I said, well, what's that about? And they said, oh, they want you to give it to them blank so they can fill an amount in, and they're going to lie about how much money they spent on their gas. And I went, okay, so I'm not going to give anybody a receipt anymore.
Yeah, that's right. My kids have not had that experience, though, I don't believe.
Yeah, I had a guy come in, and he was he had a power steering leak, and me being the helpful teenager I was, I mean, you know, he wanted to add some power steering fluid, and I was real good about adding fluid to any you know, anything like that. And of course, the pump, you know, how cars were back then, it was a V8, and the pump was right in the front and easy to get to. I mean, it was on the side of the engine, but it was still easy to get to. But the engine was running. I'll give you that. And of course, the fan and all that was right there. But he got mad because I accidentally did spill it on the outside. And he says, no, I never found a leak thanks to you. And I thought, well, dude, you know, just go somewhere else. I'm doing the best I can here with the engine running.
That's right. I had a 67 Mustang that was a 6-cylinder. So when you opened up the hood, you actually could see the engine. And I worked on that thing all the time, even though it probably didn't need working on it. But I enjoyed it and got to know what an engine was all about back then.
Or CPA. Yeah, I worked on cars. I worked at several dealerships. I worked at Fairway Ford, D&D Ford. The last dealership was John Finger Mazda. It was before that. Bradshaw bought them out, and but heck, I mean, you used to, on a pickup truck, you could open the hood, you could stand inside the engine compartment and change the spark plugs and stuff like that, you know, instead of having to lean over the fender, because there was so much room in the doggone thing.
That Mustang got a big old hood and a little old engine, so yeah, you could get to anything on that engine that you wanted to work on. It was kind of cool. KO4 VAS.
Let's see. You may have already told me, but so what are you out braving all this rain and traffic doing? Oh, that's right. You told me y'all are going to a ball game.
Yeah, I'm going over to Clemson to see the Clemson, Carolina basketball game. We're meeting over there. Going to eat a little early dinner, and then me and an old sturdy brother of mine, we're going to go over there and watch a basketball game.
Clemson, Carolina, that ought to be a pretty good game. So how's the traffic?
I'm just getting, I'm on Roper Mountain Road, just fixing to get on the 385 to go through the middle of town to get over to Easley. So right now it's all right. It's kind of a slow, drizzly rain, but not too much right now. It's okay.
Wife warned me, I'm going to play tennis, and of course it's indoors. And so anyway, hang on just a minute. I got to place an order here at the drive-thru. I want my order KB4CBA.
I, too, was out there. David didn't want to take an order from you. WU2T said that.
Let's see, I appreciate the sentiment there. It's nice to know you can have friends.
Remember, with friends like some of us, you don't need any enemies. Now, so you got over to hit that yellow ball around this afternoon, huh, David?
In the bubble, we have what we call a bubble league, November through February, so every Saturday we play. And so a couple hours, either 1, 3, or 5, they send out the, or they've already sent out the schedule for the whole thing, but they remind us every week. Of course, next 2 weeks we'll be off.
Well, you know, it is Christmas time. You don't need, you need to spend some time with family. That's what I'm going to do for the next 2 weeks. I'll get on the road Monday, and I'll be back the 9th of January.
And, let's see, I think it's Steve, I think's in here. I think I got his name right. Hang on. Here we go. At KB4CBA, and the other gentleman in there, go ahead and jump in.
KO4VAS, yes, my name's Mark, and I'm the one going to the ball game.
Steve is Mark, and I know he was going to the ball game. I remember that part, but anyway, go ahead, Rusty. W2TKB4CBA.
Hi, Dave. That's Dave there. And good afternoon, Mark. Nice to meet you. Name here is Rusty, Romeo Uniform Sierra Tango Yankee. My call is with Uniform 2 Tango, and I'm sitting over here at home in Spartanburg, or near Spartanburg, where it's nice and dry inside. I don't intend to get out in that nasty stuff this afternoon, since I don't have to. Go ahead, Mark.
Just repeat that. My wife called, and I was on the phone, so I didn't copy.
Nothing there. I was just giving you my name and call sign. It's just Rusty is the name, and Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango is the call sign. Go ahead.
I appreciate you coming in. This is KO4VAS, and the weather out here is going from not raining to raining, so you're doing the right thing by staying at home, that's for sure.
There's a Christmas tree lot right here, probably 40 feet from the drive-thru speaker, and they're running a blower. They're cleaning up. I don't see how this poor guy's here in anybody's water. This is a bad setup for, or a bad time to be using the blower. They need to be using that when there's nobody going through the drive-thru.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, like they say, the weather outside is frightful, so, you know, it's why you stay home. And so that's what I'm doing here. And I've got to get out in the morning and get to church and everything because the handbells are playing tomorrow, last time before Christmas. And then on Monday, I saddle up, me and the dog, and we head to Florida. And go down to where it's going to be a little bit warmer down there anyway. So I guess we'll just see what happens and everything. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, have a great trip. We always go somewhere, usually between Christmas and New Year's that week. But this year, we were going to get our bathroom redone. But that's not going to happen until somewhere in February. And so we're just not going anywhere. I'm taking vacation and just going to sit around and do nothing, maybe play golf if I can, but just relax. KO4VAS.
The funny thing is, the guy here with the blower is just blowing the excess pine needles and stuff. You know, I guess he's trying to blow them up in a pile so they can collect them off the pavement. And they're soaking wet, so he's not having a whole lot of luck, even with a gas pack blower. Oh, me. See here. Go ahead and pick it up, Mark.
Today's a good day to be blowing anything anyway. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
about as bad as yesterday when the wind was blowing and trying to blow leaves yesterday. I watched somebody do that yesterday, and the guy was, as I went by his house, he was blowing them up. More of them were blowing back into his yard than he was blowing out of it. So I've learned with mine that, you know, even though I've got one of those super blowers, when it's wet or it's rainy outside, you ain't going to succeed in doing much of anything except blowing them back in your face. Go ahead, David.
I have been out there before. I have used the tactic before I started bagging my grass in the bagger on the mower, my push mower. I would just shoot it out the side chute, but it was still clump up, and so I'd get my blower out there and blow the clumps up, you know, blow them out, and so you can see them, and because that makes for an ugly yard. And I have learned that if you're going to blow leaves and there's a little breeze blowing, that it's good to blow them in the direction the wind's blowing. You have a lot more success there. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, man, I found that same thing. I just did my yard Thursday, I believe, and I've got a pie-shaped yard, so I just take all mine. I've got a big old Kubota, and I just blow them into the back. I don't really bag them, but it gets it off the grass, and the grass looks good, so that's just how I do it.
Mama happy, and, you know, that's what you got to do. Is keep her happy, so, you know, it makes life a lot easier all the way around. But, yeah, and my sister has someone comes and does her yard for her because she can't exactly do it herself, so that's understandable. But, you know, as they say, it is what it is, and we do what we can do to get things done, and that's, I'll plug along at it as I get, when it comes back, hopefully it'll dry out some. And I can finish taking care of mine. We'll see what happens there. W2T, go ahead, David.
Before CBA in the group. I have fond memories. I saw somebody yesterday of raking leaves when I was a kid and a teenager, and how much I hated that. But, you know, they didn't have blowers back then. That's how old I am, so... So you either raked them or you looked at them. So, it's kind of like my parents. Somebody asked my parents one evening, they had them over for a meal and said, "Why don't you get you a dishwasher?" They said, "Why do we need a dishwasher? We have two." They was talking about me and my sister. Mark.
The above two guys. I had a house. When I first bought a house, it didn't have a dishwasher, and the cabinets were so low that the dishwasher wouldn't fit up under the cabinet. So I bought a floor mount roll around and put it in the middle of the kitchen, and I hooked it up to the sink to get the water supply, and then it just dumped the wastewater back into the sink, and that's, I did that for a long, long time. Now I've moved up in the world and got a dishwasher under the cabinet, and I'm so proud. This is KO4VAS. Go ahead, Rusty.
Yeah, and I'm by myself, so I didn't do it. Found out you use less water if you have a dishwasher, because it doesn't take as much water in one of these newer efficient dishwashers. And I replaced mine about a year and a half ago, and they work so much better, and you don't waste water and everything else. So, and I've just left mine. I do mine. I'll load stuff up, even if it's only the top shelf. I'll run the top shelf and uses less water and soap and everything else. So I've got a couple of things that still have to be hand washed, but other than that, that's what it is, and I do take care of it. Anyway, I'm going to let you guys go. I've got a couple of things I want to go do, and I'm going to go jump on a ready net here in about 15 minutes. It starts at 4 o'clock, so I'm going to see if I can do some ready. I did some PSK a while ago on 20 meters, and I'm going to see if I can do some ready on 20 meters. Catch you all later. KB4CBA to take it. This is W2T73.
Quick, Rusty, if you have time, tell me what brand amp and tuner you have.
My amp is a Americon 811H, and my tuner is an MFJ, the legal limit auto tuner, the 988, I think it is, or 998, whatever that is.
I appreciate it. That's exactly what I'm looking at. Thanks. Thanks a lot. All right. Let's see. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I'm going to jump off this thing, too. This is one of the first conversations I've ever had. I just got my license about a month ago, so you guys have been great. I hope I've done things the right way. I sure am interested in getting into this ham hobby and moving forward and learning a whole lot more. So I appreciate you guys coming back to me, and I've enjoyed talking. This is KO4VAS, and I'm going to be mobile and out.
Congratulations on getting your ticket, and we'll turn you into the SEC in a heartbeat. So just go ahead and make those mistakes, and I'm kidding. Oh man, we do kind of police the band. I mean, you know, like if somebody gets on, they don't give a call sign. You know, we don't talk to them, so it's kind of hard to talk to yourself. So some people try, but anyway. they're just that crazy. But you have a good one. It's probably about time for you to hang up and drive. And I have a feeling when I get on over to the other side of town, it's going to be time for me to hang up and drive, too. Anyway, 73's Merry Christmas. I'll talk to you again, and we'll talk to you later, KB4CBA Mobile.